Obviously, my cute little poem would have gone well with the gospel today, because one is praying like this, and one is praying like this, but neither one of them was praying with his ankles up in the air in Mr. Hodgkin's well. But the point is the same. We're praying with our heart, and this takes littleness. Be still. We pondered, be still last night. Just really stop and ponder and be still. I always love that image of the car and turning the engine off, you know. And so, like last night, you all drove in here and you parked the car, and then you came in and you parked your body in here. Well, you turned the engine off, and here we need to turn the engine off and be still. It'd be foolish to park your car and leave the engine running all weekend. You'd end up with no fuel. And on retreat, be still to come here and park your body in here and stop it and forget to turn off the engine. All that's whirling around your minds, because you too would run out of fuel, spiritual fuel. So be still. Be still. This morning we pondered, be prayerful. There's no way to get to intimacy with God without prayer. We need to be prayerful. We need to spend time with God. It's not always easy, but we need to find that space, that place where we can really pray, and not while we're doing other stuff. We can pray while we work. We can be praying our rosary while we're doing laundry. Those are not bad things, but there comes a time where you need to pray and not work. You cannot work while you pray. And now let us ponder, be little. A while back, Mother Teresa established for her Sisters of Charity a rundown neighborhood in Washington, D.C. The press was on hand when she arrived to help her sisters settle in, and one reporter asked her what she hoped to accomplish there. What do you hope to accomplish here in this rundown neighborhood of Washington, D.C.? And she responded, "The joy of loving and being loved." That was her reply. The reporter, of course, they never get it, you know. "That takes a lot of money, doesn't it?" The reporter said. "No," Mother Teresa answered, "it takes a lot of sacrifice." The joy of loving and being loved. It doesn't take a lot of money. It takes a lot of sacrifice. 100 years earlier, more than that, Thérèse of Lisieux hit upon the same answer to many of life's problems, sacrifice. Money and social position were not the answer. The world thinks if I have money, then I'll be happy. If I have social position, I'll be happy. No, sacrifice, being little and sacrifice. Countless small sacrifices offered to God count for much. That's where we find wealth. This sort of hidden, quiet life didn't automatically appeal to Thérèse at first. She longed, actually, for a heroic life in which she could die a martyr's death or spend herself as a great prophet or priest or whatever. But in the end, she understood it was littleness, it was sacrifice. And that's why we always attribute flowers to Thérèse. But really, it's thorns. The thorns speak more about the little way than flowers. When she did describe herself as a flower, it was never a rose. She's pictured with roses because she said, "When I get to heaven, I'll let down a shower of roses." But the little way here on earth is not about roses. That's the crowning blossom at the end of a long stem of what? Thorns. So the blossom, the heavenly glory, comes after living a long life of sacrifices. That's what the little way is about. Sacrifices. She even came up with sacrifice beads. You may have seen them before. 10 beads and a string that goes both ways through them, both back, and you can slide a bead. And she would teach her little sister, Celine, every time you do a sacrifice, slide a bead. Slide a bead. And try to come up with 10 sacrifices each day. How much that would benefit us, even as adults, to slide a bead and sacrifice. The thorns are the little way, not the roses. The rose is the crowning glory that comes after a life of sacrifice. Therese said she felt she didn't have what it takes to be a saint, actually. She felt she was too insignificant, too small to achieve great sanctity. In her day and age, yet it was the martyr that was, or the pope, or whatever. Those are the individuals. Someone who starts an order, that's who can become a saint. She just felt she was nowhere near any of that. But then the Lord revealed to her that he honored her littleness and wanted her to remain that way. He himself would provide the way for Therese to be a saint. And all those who have simple trust in him are able to do the same and reach heaven. And so she wrote, "I have always wanted to become a saint. Unfortunately, when I have compared myself to the saints, I have always found that there is the same distance between the saints and me as there is between a mountain whose summit is lost in the clouds and a humble grain of sand trodden underfoot by passersby." Again, what a breath of fresh air. Someone we can relate to. You know, we all feel that way. I'm this little grain of sand, and the saints are way up in the sky so high you can't even see them because the clouds have already covered them. That's the way she felt, too. She felt like we sometimes feel. She goes on, "Instead of being discouraged, I told myself, God would not make me wish for something impossible, and so, in spite of my littleness, I can aim at being a saint. It is impossible for me to grow bigger, so I put up with myself as I am, with all my countless faults. But I will look for some means of going to heaven, by a little way, which is very short and very straight, a little way that is quite new. We live in an age of inventions. We need no longer climb laboriously up flights of stairs. In well-to-do houses, there are lifts, elevators. In well-to-do houses, there are lifts, and I was determined to find a lift to carry me to Jesus, for I was far too small to climb the steep stairs of perfection. So I sought in Holy Scripture some idea of what this lift I wanted would be, and I read these words from the very mouth of eternal wisdom, quote, 'Whosoever is a little one, let him come to me.' I drew nearer to God, fully realizing that I had found what I was looking for. I also wanted to know how God would deal with a little one, so I continued my search and found this, quote, 'You shall be carried at the breasts and on the knees. As one whom the mother caresses, so will I comfort you. It is your arms, Jesus, which are the lift to carry me to heaven. And for this, I had no need to grow up, but I had to remain little and become this more and more. There lies the sacrifice. It's hard to be little. It's so hard to be little and childlike. We all want to be in control. We all want to be, you know, somehow in some way thanked and noticed at times. And some of those are actually real human needs. We're social. And it does feel good to be noticed or thanked or complimented or patted on the back or whatever it might be. But at the same time, it's hard for our hearts and minds to deal with that. It's like, can there actually be a humble athlete who ends up on the front page of Sports Illustrated? If they appear there, how? That's a challenge to deal with that. It's really a challenge to be humble when you're so recognized. It's good to be recognized. But there lies the sacrifice, the challenge. The little way is not the easy way. It's a simple way, and it's the only way, but not the easy way. It is the way of the thorns, not the roses. But if Jesus is going to lift us up to heaven, then we have to be little and allow him to. We have to go and rush into his arms and realize, I can't do it. I can't save myself. I can't build a ladder high enough to get to heaven. I can't build a rocket strong and powerful enough to get to heaven. We would be just as foolish as the people of Babel who thought they were going to build a tower to heaven. No, we have to be little and remain little and become that more and more and allow Jesus to be our lift, our elevator. We place our whole selves in his care. We place ourselves in his hands. Look at the readings today. Very appropriate for this theme of being little. Being little and letting God lift us up. What did you hear in that first reading from the prophet Hosea? God said, prophet Hosea is saying this to the people, actually. God told Hosea to say this to the people. He says, come, let us return to the Lord, our one and only lift. It is he who has rent, but he will heal us. We can't heal ourselves. And the people had to realize this. They were proud at times. They would go the wrong direction. They thought they knew better than God. It goes all the way back to the first sin. They thought they could be as wise as God, something they could never be. They were tempted. Eat it and you'll be as wise as God. No, we cannot be. We have to realize we can never be as wise as God, as big as God. Actually, we are nothing compared to God and we need him. So in Hosea we heard, come, let us return to the Lord. It is he who will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, he will raise us up. It's the very lift Teresa's talking about. It's in our reading today. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, he will raise us up to live in his presence. That's exactly the little way of Therese. Allowing Jesus to lift us up to God's presence in heaven. Already in this world, but also ultimately in heaven. Let us know, let us strive to know the Lord. As certain as the dawn is his coming, and his judgment shines forth like the light of day. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain that waters the earth, and will grow up. He will raise us up like the spring rain that waters the earth. We will rise. We will go up. In the responsorial psalm, we heard, have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In your greatness of compassion, wipe out my offense. It's something God does to us. We've got to be little enough to allow him to wipe out with the sacraments, with confession, with our spirituality, placing ourselves in his hands, saying, wipe out my offenses, dear Lord. Thoroughly wash me. It's not something I'm doing, it's he's doing it to me. That's the little way. Realizing it's something God has to do to me. I need God. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin, cleanse me. It's something he does. And it does take sacrifice, humility, suffering. There's a beautiful story of the revolution during the Revolutionary War. A small group of soldiers were repairing a fortification under the supervision of a corporal commander. The soldiers were tired and exhausted. You've heard the stories. They were in rags and tattered garments. Some of their shoes were falling off their feet. It was really a hard, hard war for them. All the corporal commander did was bark at them and growl at them to keep working, to work harder, to build this, repair this fortification. Onto the scene rode a military officer on his horse, but no one knew this man. He had never been in this part of the territory. No one had ever met him. He was not in his uniform. He was wearing plain clothes, for even his uniform had fallen apart. The officer got off his horse and asked the corporal commander, why are you not helping these men? In an offended tone, the corporal said, I am the corporal. Well, the officer, the plainclothes officer, took off his hat and coat and helped the tired soldiers. After much effort and sweat, they were able to get the timber in place and fortify the area. The officer then turned to the corporal and said, "Mr. Corporal Commander, when you have another heavy job and have not the men enough, please send for the commander-in-chief of the army and I will come and help you." The officer who assisted the tired soldiers was none other than George Washington. Littleness, humility, and that's what it takes with the little way. The rose is glorious, and we often think of roses with Therese, and for good reason, for she did say that she would work hard in heaven for us and let down a shower of roses. But the little way is more about the thorns. A long-stemmed rose has a lot of stem and thorns before it blossoms and looks glorious. We are being called to be little and be little and become that more and more, and thereby allow ourselves to be humble enough to be in the arms of Jesus, who is our lift to eternal life.